Our nor'easter continues this morning. Low pressure has now moved across the Florida Peninsula overnight and is over the western portions of the Atlantic. The circulation around that strengthening low is producing strong and gusty winds now that are becoming more northerly and northwesterly. That'll make for an even colder day today. And we're seeing some rain on that backside of that storm that's still heavy at times. High tide cycle this morning, generally between about 9:30 and 10:30 in the morning up and down the coast, will again cause some localized flooding, especially for the intracoastal and the beaches and nearby areas. And then yet another high tide cycle this evening will cause additional flooding. And then, of course, we also have the heavy rainfall, the freshwater flooding potential. The heaviest rains through this morning into the middle of the day should generally be from about Highway 301 to the beaches, and particularly from I-95 to the coast, with an additional 1 to 2 inches of rain in some areas, bringing storm totals ranging from 4 to 6 inches in St. Johns County to around an inch north and west of Jacksonville, and generally about 1 to as much as 4 inches in between, so roughly the I-95 corridor. Even though the heaviest rain is diminishing and ending by late this afternoon, some lingering drizzle or very light rain or a shower will continue into early this evening. Won't add much more for that rainfall, but the high tides will still be very significant due to strong winds and a lot of water that's trapped in the system, so to speak. It's not having much of an ability to exit the water system, so we still have higher than average tides and temperatures that'll be chilly tonight, dropping into the 40s after being stuck in the 50s all day long today. And that wind, again, making it feel even colder. The good news is we will manage to break out into at least some sunshine tomorrow. For your Sunday, it will be breezy, though. Temperatures will only top out in the 60s, still a solid 10 to 15 degrees below average, but we will be drier, and that's good news for the Jags game in the afternoon. A partly cloudy sky, a breezy north to northeasterly wind, temperatures in the low to mid 60s for the Jags kickoff. So to repeat once again today, it's day two of our nor'easter, a major storm now moving into the western Atlantic, so winds are becoming more northerly today. Still some rain that'll be heavy at times through the middle of the day will gradually taper off from west to east through the afternoon. Again, 100% coverage rainfall and amounts ranging for the entire storm of up to an inch north and west of Jacksonville, 1 to 3 inches, locally 4 inches for the I-95 corridor, and as much as 4 to 6 inches, and a few spots even more, for parts of St. Johns County. The rain diminishes and ends late this afternoon through early this evening, but the strong and gusty winds will continue through tonight, and flooding at times of high tide will continue to be a concern even through tonight and into the day tomorrow. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.